the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
It's one of the biggest potatoes ever grown, and still not even remotely close to being big enough for anyone to stay overnight in. But still giant, nonetheless.
It is.
Well, a Waikato couple is pleased to announce the arrival of a potato as big as a very large baby.
This 7.9-kilo super spud weighs the same as a Christmas ham or an average-sized dog.
And as Karen Rutherford reports, it's already made them world-famous in Nahinapuri.
And for those of you who can't do the fast math, because I couldn't, I had to look it up on the internet, but that's about 17 and a half pounds.
That's a big potato.
One potato.
Oh, it's a huge potato.
It is a really big, really weird-looking potato.
But you really don't have to do the math, because they put it into terms that anyone could, you know, figure out.
Christmas ham or a dog.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
They said it's an average-sized dog. That feels a little small to me.
That's a small. It's an average-sized New Zealand dog.
They don't grow them big there.
Those are kangaroos there.
Yeah.
Kangaroos are New Zealand dogs, aren't they?
Hobbits. I'm not sure. I think, hobbits. Everything is smaller in New Zealand.
Kangaroos are Australian.
Uh-huh. They're in different countries.
It's a quiet little guy, Doug by name. Doug, straight out of nature.
I got the fork and jabbed into it and hoiked it out of the ground and holy snapping turtle teeth. What's going on here?
Holy snapping turtle teeth.
Holy snapping turtle teeth.
I love that. I want to say that at some point. Find the timer.
Just do it.
Holy snapping turtle teeth.
Yeah. I like turtles.
I like turtles.
I think if you, closer. Kelly, if you say it, you need to really lean into your southern accent, because I think it would sound very homespun.
Holy snapping turtle teeth, y'all.
Oh, it's perfect.
It is. It is definitely a southern thing.
Holy snapping turtle teeth.
I'm going to try to do that on a touchdown call this weekend. Holy snapping turtle teeth, 45 yards for the touchdown. Yeah, I think that'd be really good.
Yeah, where is the game? Is it a southern game?
It is in Aggieland, Auburn, and Texas A&M. Number 13 and number 12.
That's better. Yeah. Everybody will actually totally understand what you mean.
Yeah, you'll be their new king by the end of the game.
I don't think that's how it works, but I appreciate your kindness.
I think as long as it's any accent, it'll work with whatever region
I can't
it is.
Just do it as me. Helps.
Like, let's do Midwest. Like, holy snap. Do Midwest.
Holy snapping turtle teeth.
Holy snapping turtle teeth.
I could see someone from Minnesota doing that in their Minnesota nice way. Oofta, holy snapping turtle teeth.
Holy snapping turtle teeth.
What is it?
The Tyrannosaurus Tatey needed a taste test to determine exactly what it was.
I said to Don, no. It's a potato.
So he put his finger in it like it was a pile of cocaine. And rubbed it on his gums, and he went, it's a potato.
Now, in his defense, it does look like one of those giant, knotted loaves of bread.
Yeah, like a challah.
Yeah, a challah. That's what I was trying to think of. That's what it looks like. It looks like a loaf of challah.
And before anyone sends anything in, yes, you do pronounce the C and the H.
Mm-hmm. And she went, no. I said, yeah, it is.
Brewing underground in their self-confessed feral garden for...
I reckon probably a good couple of years.
Donna Craig Brown and husband Colin weighed Doug initially at 7.9 kilograms. A week later, a trip down to PGG Wrightson's confirmed he was a colossus.
Doug's when they say PGG Wrightson's, that's the official potato weigher of New Zealand. There's one in every town.
Uh-huh.
Just in case where they grow a baby potato.
Yeah.
It's like award shows here where they have the results turned over to an accounting firm to keep them safe. Yeah,
exactly. And just in case anybody's wondering what 7.9 kilograms transfers to in pounds, that is 17.4 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. Wow. God, I wish I had known that.
I feel like I had just heard that.
Wait, who said that?
But they put it into terms that we can all understand. A Christmas ham
or a dog.
Small dog.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it kind of looks like one of those, what are they called? Those loaves of bread that intertwine.
The challah.
That's it.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I can't believe you came up with that.
And that brings us to right now,
right.
I think.
Mm-hmm. You pronounce the C and the H.
Yes. Yeah, I'm so glad we're back.
And they're taking him to PG Woodson's, the official potato weigher of New Zealand.
Right.
This is so embarrassing.
But how much is 7.9 kilograms?
Oh, about...
I don't know. Let's go to Kelly.
17.4 pounds.
Holy snapping turtle teeth.
You know how much a hobbit weighs? About a loaf of bread and 17 pounds.
How much a hobbit weighs.
Oh, God. Okay. Man, you sold it too. You were like, it's 17.4.
How many regular Idaho Dougs makes up a big New Zealand Doug?
Oh, God. I was here for that whole conversation.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, you definitely were. Yeah. I looked at you. Physically, yes.
I was looking right back at you. Uh-huh.
I feel like you were flying through space at some point, though. Oh, you were in the internet.
Anyway.
You were riding the cyber wave. Yeah.
Well, Kelly, this is going to blow your mind because we're about to do a story about a really big potato found in New Zealand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, has anyone heard of Doug the Mutant Spud?
No, but I've heard of average-sized Christmas hams.
All right, back to this.
So back to now, which is not the future or past, but right now.
Back to now, which feels like before.
Yes, it does.
Do you guys, I feel kind of bad for Doug. It's making me feel bad because they keep calling it like their baby, and they had it in like one of those like newborn hats to keep their...
Yeah, they had the little hat on it.
They had the hat on it.
To keep its... head warm.
But then there's images of him shoving a pitchfork into Doug, and they're like, right now, Doug is in a bag being suffocated, which is...
This is what you do to New Zealand babies. That's why they grow up kind of tough, and also a little small.
You're right. This will...
The Colossus. Doug's experienced a bit of shrinkage in the last 8 weeks since his official measure. He's lost almost a kg with evaporation.
That's normal with babies, though, you know, because They get a little lighter when they expel them.
Before their second checkup, you got to feed them enough to get them back to birth weight. That's pretty normal. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very average.
The smell, well, almost like sardines.
Yeah. That's cold. It's rotting. It's slowly rotting, lady.
Doug has Benjamin Button disease. He was born full grown.
Now he's a reasonably small Yukon Gold. Soon he'll be a finger lad.
Man,
damn it!
That poor baby. Throw it in the fryer. Well, we'll never know what happened to Doug. By the way, did anyone else take too long to realize that his name is Doug, D-U-G, not D-O-U-G? It didn't dawn on me until halfway through this when Kelly said the wait for the fifth time. So that's real bad.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.